This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday evening service of March the 21st, 1992, spring camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn Miller is the speaker in this service.
Well, I got my 70 years a year ago last March. I've rolled over the 71 mark, so I've got my promise. But I believe that if you die before you get to this, Satan has robbed you. That Satan has robbed you. Because God said, 70 years he's promised you. That's just a promise. But nowhere has the 120 that he told Moses ever been altered. The 120 still stands. That's a guarantee. If Satan doesn't rob us through sinning, and 120 is our promise. So I'm declaring life, and I'm reaching for the 120 because I intend to walk into the kingdom when the Lord comes, or whatever happens. I intend to partake in that day when the kingdom becomes a reality in the earth, and Jesus is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm not for sure exactly when that's going to happen in the kingdom age. I don't know if it's going to happen at the beginning of it or the end of it. I haven't got that settled yet in my mind. Which place, but if it happens at the end, I know I'm going to be there. But if it happens at the beginning, I'm going to come back and be there too. Amen. But whether I come by the way of the resurrection or not, but I'm not planning to come by the way of the resurrection. I'm planning to be part of those who are here to say, welcome, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Emmanuel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, now we need to do something about these and ask the Lord to help us and to cleanse us and to wash us. And I'm going to go down the list of these things here in a few minutes and just take them as they fall here and come against them and break the curse of it over us and ask the Lord to deliver us and set us free and bring healing and restoration to our bodies. The blood of Calvary is for our salvation. That's for free. The Holy Spirit was given to us as a gift. That's for free. The scars and stripes of the whipping post is given to us for the healing of our bodies, and that's for free. And as far as I can see, that's the end of the freebies. The rest of it, you're going to work for it for the kingdom. If you want any rewards in the kingdom, then it's up to what you decide to do for the Lord from there on. But by the scars and stripes of the whipping post, there's healing for our bodies. And in that healing, there's restoration for our bodies. So when the body is healed, God has made it in such a way that it will restore itself. And I believe in taking authority and dominion over our bodies and telling them to restore themselves. I believe that I have authority to do that and that you have authority to do that. So, one other thing. When all this happened, I had to also find out what authority I had to pray that morning to break these curses, because my tradition had taught me that when I got saved, all the curses were done away with and were gone. That Jesus was my curse, and so when I got saved, all those curses were gone, and I could not have a curse because it was gone. So I had to find out. My theology and my denominational teaching had told me something that I had just done contrary to what I believed. So now I had to find out why I did something that I didn't believe what I did. But I did it because I was told that the Lord said for me to do it, so I was obedient and did it. So I began to search to find out what grounds I had, because the only grounds you have is it is written, you know. So I had to find out my grounds that it is written to see what authority I had for this to stand in, that I had done. So I began to search the scriptures, and I found that John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Does it say that? Is that the verse? It is. Oh, is that so? Oh, that's only half of the verse. Yeah. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in or on him shall be or have everlasting life or salvation or be being saved." So, that tells me that God was desirous for the whole world to be saved, and that you can look around and find out real quick that they're sure not saved. And a lot of people that we hope are saved, we wonder about sometimes. And so that took care of that. So then I was told that Jesus became my curse, so I didn't have to bear the curse. So I go to find that scripture to see where it's at, and it's in Galatians 3:13. And Galatians 3:13 says what? That Jesus bore my curse so that I don't have to bear the curse on the tree. He bore it. But I realized that it was not automatic, that I had to apply and appropriate it to the situation or it was useless. And that it did not happen just because I accepted the Lord Jesus, because there's multitudes who have the opportunity to accept the Lord. God said that he want that whosoever, that he gave his son, that whosoever would believe would be saved. And the same is true with the curses. You have to take and say, it is written, Jesus became my curse, and that's the authority we have against Satan to break the curses. So we're going to do that. We're going to do it in this area here that we have here. There are probably other areas that could be added to this, but we're just going to take this tonight. We're going to do that. We're going to take authority over the curses of our ancestors, your family line. We're going back. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to go back. We have had to pray sometimes with people. We've had to go back 30 generations to break the curse. Now that's tonight I'm going to take 50 generations because I'm not going to run a chance. Why? Because it has never run out. Satan has been repeated in the occult, in incest, in fornication, adultery, bestiality, homosexuality, lesbianism. These things have been repeated before Satan's got them repeated before the curse ran out, and they've just been running on and on. And there's a possibility that even goes farther than that. Another thought went through my mind and it skipped away. But, oh, it's back. There is a verse there in that 17th, 18th, 19th chapters, and is in both of them of Leviticus. About the incest, and you shall not do this, and if you do, and in the other chapter it says if you do, you're to be stoned or you're to be taken out and burnt. There's a verse in there that says that a man and wife is not to have sexual relations during time of the wife's period, her monthly period, and it says if you do, you're cursed. But I'll leave you odds if I was that kind of betting person. If there's not a married couple in here that hasn't been married 10 years, that it hasn't happened. God says it's a curse. And we have found in some cases that if that has happened and the woman has female problems or the man has prostate problems, if you ask the Lord to forgive you, we break the curse by healing to you and command your body to restore itself, but that'll disappear and go away. God build our bodies such that when they're as they should be. So that's another thing, but it's not in this list here. But so if that's happened, you need to ask the Lord to forgive you. You need to take authority over the curse and break the curse off of it. And if you've got any problems in that area, ask the Lord to cleanse you and to heal you by the scars and stripes of the whipping post, and then say, in Jesus' name, I command this body to restore itself and become whole. You can do that just as well as anybody else. It is written. That's all that matters. It is written. Amen. Well, okay. Let's pray. In fact, I will pray. And then we'll go down this list that Doc has taken out of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy here. Father, I come tonight and stand as a priest in behalf of these people. I hear my voice. And I come and take authority and dominion over the curses of our ancestral lines, according to Galatians 3:13, that you became the curse, Jesus, that we don't have to bear the curse. And I come and take dominion over these curses that we have because we have sinned and disobeyed your word. Now, Father, we're sorry for them. I'm sorry for the areas of my life. And I confess the sins of these that are under my voice, Father, for the sins that they've committed. Now, Father, it's impossible for us to do anything about the sins of our fathers. But, Father, I come and take the blood of Jesus and I appropriate the blood of Jesus to separate between we and the sins of our fathers, the sins of our ancestors, and I separate the curse between me and between these people the sins of our ancestors have committed. and I ask for the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to wash, and I take Satan's rights away that he has over our physical bodies, that he has over our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. And I take authority over these curses in the name of the Lord Jesus, that name that's above every name, the name to which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And I take that place of dominion tonight, and I bind and break the curse of the ancestral heritage in these areas and the curse that we've got no under because we have committed these sins. Now, I go back for 50 generations in the occult, in the areas of incest and adultery and fornication and bestiality, in the areas of the illegitimacy, the bastard. I go back for 50 generations and take authority over this familiar spirit of the ancestral line that has come down and has a right and has had until this time from our lineage over us. And I take that right away tonight according to the word that Jesus became our curse, and I put the blood of Jesus to separate and to cleanse between us and these curses, and I break the power and dominion of it over us in Jesus' name. Now, you familiar spirits in these areas that I call out tonight, I bind you to the day of judgment, and I ask and I thank you, Father, for the angels of the Lord that are here to bind them up and keep them till Jesus shall judge them at that time. And I thank you for it, Father. And I break their assignment over us. And then, Father, I thank you for the privilege that you've given us and the understanding and the revelation of your words you've given us so that we can come out from under these sicknesses and diseases that we have inherited or gotten ourselves under because we have disobeyed your word. And, Father, in what we have done or what we have eaten or in any other manner. Now, Father, tonight I ask you to forgive us through by the blood of the Lord Jesus, the blood of Calvary that was shed for the remission of our sins that we might be forgiven. Now I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I bind all these spirits, and I take the authority over them, and I break their rights over every one of us in Jesus' name, and thank you, Father, for the angels of the Lord to take them and bind them as they come out. I come against cursing. I come against the spirit of cursing, blasphemy. I bind that spirit of blasphemy and cursing. I've heard it said, well, his grandfather cursed, so he's a chip off the old block. He curses. That's the way his grandfather did. Or the grandmother did something, and she's like her grandmother. That's a familiar spirit. I come against the spirit of cursing. I bind and break it in blasphemy. I take its rights away. I loose your mind. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse your mind in this area that torments you, that tormenting spirit of cursing. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse your mind of it. And I come against the spirit of confusion. I bind the spirit of confusion in your minds. I break the curse of it over you. I loose you from it and bind that spirit in Jesus' name. You spirits, you come on out. You've got to go. I come against the spirit of failure. Failure. And whatever you put your hand to do, you seem to fail at it. That's a curse. I break the curse of failure. I break the curse of it over you in Jesus' name. I loose you from the spirit of failure in Jesus' name. I come against destruction. Whatever you work at or do something, it just doesn't seem to come right. The things don't go right. The job you're working on something, and it gets destroyed instead of being what it should be. I come against the spirit of destruction. I bind and break that spirit of destruction over what you work at, over your family, over the family itself, to destroy the family. I break that curse of destruction. Whatever right it have or whatever vein it has taken, I break the curse of it. I come against the pestilence. I bind the pestilence that would come your way. I come against plagues. I bind the spirit of plagues in Jesus. I come against sickness. I bind the spirits of sickness in Jesus' name. I take dominion over sickness in Jesus' name. I break your authority over these people. I come against the spirit of death. I come against the spirit of untimely death. I come against the spirit of death that would cheat you from achieving that which God has promised you. I come against death, the spirit of untimely death, the spirit of death. I bind and break your assignment over these people in Jesus' name. I come against consumption, spirit of consumption. I bind and break your power in Jesus' name. I come against fever, the spirits of fever. I bind the spirit of fever. I break your assignment over these people. Come on, come out of them in Jesus' name. I take dominion over you. It is written that in Jesus' name I have authority and dominion, and I take that place of authority and dominion. I bind and break your dominion. You have to come out in Jesus' name. I come against the inflammation, spirit of inflammation. I curse every spirit of inflammation. Come out of these people. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Blood poisoning. I come against blood poisoning. Poisoning of the blood in any way. Leukemia. I come against leukemia and poisonings of the blood. I break your assignment over God's people. Come out in Jesus' name. I come against the burning, extreme burning, high fevers. I come against it in Jesus' name. I come against burning of the skin. I come against it. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. That there's a skin rash that comes that just burns. I come against that in the name of Jesus. I come against the madness, spirit of madness. I bind and break your assignment over God's people. I break the spirit of madness over the mind. I bind and break your dominion over God's people in Jesus' name. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Failure of crops. I come against the failure of crops. Those who raise, who have crops that they plant and raise. I come against the failure of crops in Jesus' name. I break the failure of crops over your land. I come against the spirit of pestilence that would destroy your crops. I curse the pestilence that they'll not come nigh your land and destroy your crops in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit that caused your prayers to seem like brass, that the heavens are brass. I come against that in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it over us in Jesus' name. We will give God the glory. We will give God praise and worship. I break the curse that our prayers are like brass over our heads. I break that curse over us in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of drought for no rain. I break the curse of drought and no rain over your land. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I break it. I come against the dust and lice and chinch bugs in the land. I break the curse of it over the land. Remember in the 30s, I remember that we had a pestilence of lice and a pestilence of chinch bugs and the drought and the dust storms. And I remember that the chinch bugs were coming, and we had a field of corn and soybeans, and my dad went down and walked around the fence row, and he walked that fence row and decreed that those chinch bugs could not come on our property, and those chinch bugs came and piled up against the fence row and never went across that fence line onto our property, and they piled up in piles and died there. The word of God is real. I remember one time that the corn, we had 40 acres of corn, and it was when the dust storms were so bad and there was no rain. And my dad went out and walked out one evening in the middle of that field of corn, and he prayed for rain. And that night it came and rained on that 40 acres of corn, and we had rain, and nobody else in the country had rain, and they didn't have any corn. God hears and answers the prayers of his people. Amen. I come against asthma, you foul spirit of asthma in the lungs and in the bronchial tubes. I curse you, you spirit of asthma. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Emphysema. I come against emphysema. I break your assignment over God's people. I curse you in Jesus' name. I come against heart troubles, all kinds of heart problems. I curse the heart problems in Jesus' name. I break your assignment over God's people. Forgive us, Father, for eating the fat when we shouldn't have done it, when your word told us not to. Forgive us, Lord. Now, Father, I ask for the curse to be broken, and I ask for healing and restoration in the heart. You spirit that causes heart problems, I bind you and break your assignment over God's people in Jesus' name. I come against eye problems, eye troubles. I come against blindness of the eyes. I come against sorrow and heartache that causes blindness of the eyes. I break the curse of blindness over God's people in Jesus' name. I loose us from it. I command restoration unto our eyes in the name of Jesus. I come against defeat. I come against terror that comes by night. Fear and terror, I come against it in Jesus' name. I break the curse of fear, and I loose us from it. Fear of the dark, fear of riding, fear of flying, fear of elevators, fear of close places. I come against all types of terror and fear. I rebuke you, you foul spirits of terror and fear. Loose God's people. Set them free in Jesus' name. We will not be afraid. We will not have a spirit of terror and fear. Jesus is our life. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. I break the assignment of it in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I come against botch. Come against the spirit of botch. I come against ulcers, boils, and itch. I break your assignment over us in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. Come out of us in Jesus' name. I break the curse of botch. Come off of us in Jesus' name. Skin disease, ulcers. I break the curse of boils and itch. Come off of us. Come out of us. Scurvy. I come against scurvy in Jesus' name. I break your assignment over us. Scurvy. Berry. I break the assignment of it in Jesus' name. Madness and blindness. I come against it in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come on out, you foul devils. I bind and break your assignment. Jesus is Lord. Come out. Set these people free. We will walk in life and health in the name of the Lord. We break the curse of our ancestral heritage of disobeying your word. Father, forgive us for disobeying your word. I loose us from the curse of it. I speak life and health to us in Jesus' name. Come out, you foul devils. I break your assignment in the name of the Lord. Jesus is Lord over us, and I break your assignment. Astonishment of heart, terror, amazement, spirits of terror and amazement. I break the curse of it. Hemorrhoids and tumors. I come against hemorrhoids, tumors in the breast, tumors in the uterus. I come against the tumors. I break the curse of tumors over us, and I loose us from it in Jesus' name. You foul spirits of tumors, I bind and break your assignment. I command you to dissolve and disappear in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Come against poverty, spirit of poverty. Father, forgive us. I put the blood to separate and to cleanse us from the sins of our ancestors for not giving God that portion which belonged to Him. I break the curse of it over us. Forgive us, Lord. I put the blood to cleanse and separate. Father, forgive us for not paying our tithes and giving you that portion which belonged to you. Now, you foul spirit of poverty, I bind and break your assignment. The spirit of poverty comes because we have not given God the glory and giving Him His portion and paid our tithes and given offerings. That's why poverty has come. Father, I break the curse of poverty. Father, we will give you that portion which belongs unto you. We will be faithful, Father. Forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. I break the curse of poverty over these people in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you for it. In Jesus, I come against oppression. Spirit of oppression. I bind the spirits of oppression. I bind the spirit of being robbed. That we've been robbed of this. We've been robbed of that. We've been robbed of things that were rightfully ours. They've been taken away. We've been robbed of them. I break that curse of it in Jesus' name. We've been robbed of an inheritance. We've been robbed of something that should have been ours or that was ours. I break the curse of being robbed of that which belonged to the household of faith. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. I come against our homes being stolen or broken. I come against our wages being stolen, our things being looted from us. I break that curse of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. From none to rescue. The curse of nobody to rescue you. I break that curse. We will be rescued by the Spirit of the Lord. I break that curse over us in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of our sons or our daughters being taken away from us. I come against the curse of Satan taking them and them running away and being annihilated from the family. I come against the curse of our sons and our daughters being annihilated from the family and being taken away. I come against the curse of drugs and sex and the bondage that has taken some of our families over. I come against that curse of drugs and sex and bondage and alienation of our children. I break that curse over us in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of eye and heart failure. I break the curse of it. I come against the curse of our enemies taking our wages and our property. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of madness and helplessness and hopelessness and powerlessness. I come against the curse of oppression and destruction. I break the curses of them in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out of us. Set us free. I take your rights away. I break the powers of it. I come against the spirit of eczema. I come against that skin disease and eczema. I break the of astonishment. I break the curse of astonishment and apart. I break the powers and the curse of it in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of worms and insects and things that attach themselves to our physical bodies. I come against the curse of worms parasites. Parasites, and there's one more. When we get something, what is it? It's a germ. Virus. That's the word I want. I come against the curse of worms and parasites and viruses. I take authority over them in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind and break their assignment over us. Every parasite, every worm, every virus, you viruses that have been attacking God's people, I bind and break your assignment over us. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. I put the blood of Jesus to break your assignment over us and set us free in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord over us, and we declare it to be so. I come against job failure. I come against job failure. I come against inability to retain a job. I come against job failure. You get a job and then you lose it. I come against the failure to maintain and keep your job. I break that assignment. I come against that which rises up and causes you to rebel against those that you're working for, to not be satisfied with your job. I come against that spirit of dissatisfaction. I break that power of Satan over you in Jesus' name. You get a good job and then you don't like it. I break that curse off of you in Jesus' name. Be thankful for what God gives you and rejoice in it. And if you do, God will give you, if that's that one's not good enough, God will give you a better one. But if you gripe and complain about it, God won't give you a better one. You'll just lose the one you got. I break that curse over you in Jesus' name. I break the curse of our sons and our daughters going into captivity. I break the curse of witchcraft and the occult. I come against witchcraft and the occult and the spirit of harlotry and sex. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. I come against debt. There are multitudes of God's people that are in debt. And it's an abomination to God. God says, owe no man anything. You got poverty because you haven't paid your tithes. Take those credit cards and throw them away. That's an abomination. Get rid of the things. If you destroy them, then you can't get in debt. You'll get out of debt. I come against the spirit of poverty and debt. I break the curse of it over us. I break the curse of the plastic credit card. I loose God's people from them in Jesus' name. And God says that we're to owe no man anything. And you'd better get out of debt because the day's coming and it's close upon us when the financial system of this world is going to change so radically that you and if you're in debt, you're going to owe like that song that they sing, I owed it to the company store. Then you're really going to find out what you owe to the company store when the financial system changes and we're right at hand just about for it to happen. And it's upon us. So get yourself out of debt. Get rid of those credit cards and throw them away and get your bills paid up and get your property clear. And if you're determined to do that, God will help you do it. But if you lackadaisically go on with your charging things and buying things that you don't need, and if you throw that stuff away, well, you'll only get it when you need it, and then you'll really have to have it, and you won't be wasting God's money that he's given you. God's people are an abomination. Well, praise you, Jesus. Plagues on our children, long and with long continuance. Chronic illness. Lord, I come against the plagues on our children. I come against chronic illnesses that we seem to not be able to get rid of. I break the curses of it over us in Jesus' name. Depression, no rest, fearful, terror, blindness, heaviness, fear of death. Father, I come against these in Jesus' name. I come against the fear of death. I break that assignment of death. You fear of death, I bind you and break your assignment. Those who belong to God have no fear of death. They put their trust in the Lord, and in him is their confidence. And we have no fear of death. I come against fretting, bondage, and slavery. I come against everything that I have not said and that is not written. I come against the plagues that have come upon us because we disobey God's word. I come against these plagues and I break their assignment over God's people and I loose us from it in the name of Jesus. Now all you foul spirits that I've called out that's been in these people, I bind you and you have to obey. You have to come out, keep coming out. And Father, I thank you for the angels that's collecting them up and keeping them bound to that day when they shall be judged. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. And I praise you for it. Father, I thank you for the authority that you've given us, that you said you give us the authority in the name of Jesus, and I stand in that name that's above every name, and I take that place of authority, and you foul devils, you have to obey, and I bind you, and I break your assignment, and I don't allow you to return to report back what's happened here tonight, because I bind you, and the angels of the Lord have taken you, and you're bound, and you'll not report back to your prince over you. That's what's happened. In Jesus' name. You know, they all got princes that they report back to, and they have to report. And if they don't to do what they're assigned to do, then they get in big trouble. And I remember one time we had two times has come to my remembrance. One time we was praying for somebody for deliverance from tobacco, and it started talking to us. And it said that it had been in so-and-so, and it had killed them, and they had died. So now they had come over to this person, and they were going to kill this person. And when this person died, then they were assigned to somebody else. And we said, well, this is one person you're not going to kill. You've killed your last person. But it said that's what its job was. It was a spirit of nicotine, and its job was to kill the person that it was assigned to. And then as soon as that person was dead, it had another assignment already to go to. And that's their purpose, is to kill us. And then, if they fail, We had one demon that it said, "Please, please, I can't go back and report that I have failed." I forget how it was, but anyway, it would get demoted if it failed in its job. We told it, "Well, this is one time you failed." And not only that, I don't remember if we understood then to bind them so they couldn't go back or not, but if we did, it didn't get to go back and report. And then it got demoted all right, pronto. All of these here, as they keep coming out, even in the days and maybe even several weeks from now, as they continue to come out, the angels will keep them and take them and bind them up and keep them until, you know, we've got to come to the place where we realize that the Word says that we are His battle axe and that we are to put Satan underfoot. We are to bind them in chains. Psalms, it says, that we're to bind the principalities in chains. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're binding them in chains. And our job, the sons of God's job during the kingdom age, will be to cleanse the land. Tradition has taught us that when the kingdom age came, everything is going to... We're going to come back after 7 years of tribulation with Jesus, and we're going to come back, and everything's going to be a glorious place. I'm sorry, friend, that's not so, and there's no scripture for it. I'll tell you what's going to happen when we go walk into the kingdom age. We got lots and lots of work to do because all these demonic things have to be cleansed from the earth. We have to find all the pornography and destroy it and all the plates that printed it. We have to find all the films and destroy them. We have to destroy all the drugs. We have to destroy all the liquor and all the tobacco and all the other things that are contrary to God's word. That's our job, our responsibility. It will be our responsibility to destroy it. The angels of the Lord are not to do that. These works are given to the household of faith, to the people of God, to do His works. And that's what our job's going to be during the kingdom age, is to cleanse the land and return it as it was the Garden of Eden. And then when we get it all done, Satan's going to be loose for a season. After all this has happened, and Satan's going to be loose for a little while again, and he's going to come and deceive many, and there's going to be a great army that will rise who will rebel against God after the kingdom age. That's hard for you and me to fathom, but the Word says that's what's going to happen. And they're going to rebel against God, and then they're going to have to be conquered once again and for all, and then cast into the pit. I hear people say that the demons in hell, or Satan in hell.
There's no demons or Satan in hell. Never has been and won't be until the day of judgment. This concludes the deliverance service. The master tape just ran out.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com.